Hello and welcome to A Word for This Day podcast. I'm Jory Schaefer, the show's host and creator, and it is my joy and my pleasure to welcome you today. Welcome to anyone who's found us for the first time. I'm so thankful that you are here. It's no accident that you're here today, friend, so please don't run off quite yet. Stick around and let's see what the Lord has for us today. And welcome back to all you regular listeners. I'm so thankful that you are here. Thank you for coming back day after day. It's just such a joy to think about God's Word together with you. And I just thank you for coming along this journey. Know that I continue to pray for you frequently, that the Lord would just draw you closer to Him and give you that desire to know Him, give you that hunger and thirst for time with Him and time with His Word, that you won't only read God's Word, but that you'll want to study it and live it out and share it. It makes such a difference, friend, and He has been so gracious to give us His written Word. And now, you know, we have the written Word, we could listen to audio Bibles and all those different things, and it hasn't always been that way. And then there's some places in the world where it's illegal to have the Word. So may we not take it for granted. You know, I tell you this frequently, but it's so on my heart. In John 14:23, Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him." Oh, may we be keepers of the word, and we can't know how to keep it if we don't spend time in it. So I encourage you in that. Please consider sharing this podcast with friends, family, neighbors, strangers, just anyone who you think may receive a blessing from it. And know, as always, that I love to hear from you. You can find my email down in the show notes. It's awordforthisday@gmail.com. Also in the show notes, of course, are list of the scripture references. I try to put all the ones that I mention in there so that you can go back and study on your own. Please just don't let this be the only time that you think about His Word today. Please have a Bible memory verse you're working on, or a Sunday school lesson, or a small group lesson. Be listening to the Word, reading the Word, be praying and worshiping, all these things to keep our minds and hearts stayed on Him. It makes such a difference. Well, our verse for the day for the 29th day of April, 2024, comes from the book of Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, and it reads as follows from the English Standard Version. "But from there you will seek Yahweh your God, and you will find Him, for you will search for Him with all your heart and all your soul." Oh, who was talking, and what were they talking about, and what was he referring to? I'm so excited for us to park here and figure that out. We are in Deuteronomy, which is one of the five books of the law. It's the fifth book of the law, so we know that we're in the Old Testament. You know, we talked a lot about the law yesterday, and after Jesus came, He was the end of the law for righteousness for everyone who would believe. But God had a purpose for the law. There were examples. There were things that we were to learn. This showed us, as Paul says, I wouldn't have known what sin was if the law didn't tell me. If the law had not said, do not covet, I wouldn't have known what it meant to covet. And so there was a purpose for the law. It's to show us that we are sinners, show us that we need a Savior. And then after Jesus came, the purpose for that law was done. Jesus fulfilled all the law and the prophets. But it is good for us to know about this. And so Deuteronomy is one of those books of the law. So the Old Testament starts out with the five books of the law. It moves to the books of history, and then to wisdom and poetry, literature, and then to the major prophets and the minor prophets. You know, there are those who say, well, we don't need to really know the stuff in the Old Testament because since Jesus came and He's the end of the law for righteousness for all who would believe, why do we need to know that? Tell you why we need to know it is because God's Word says that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, correction, reproof, and training in righteousness, that the man of God may be equipped, having been thoroughly equipped for every good work. So it is important, all Scripture. And we see the character of God in the Old Testament. We see the love of God for his people, even when they were unfaithful. We see his faithfulness. We see his promise, that promise that we talked about yesterday. Even when Abraham and Sarai took things into their own hands, that did not make God unfaithful. It did not cause him not to keep his promise. What he says, he does. And we're very much going to see some of that, I believe, in this part of Deuteronomy. But the law is that the books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. Genesis tells us about the beginnings. It's literally in the beginning, and tells us all the way from creation through when the children, the 12 sons of Israel, went down to Egypt. And then Exodus opens up with those children of Israel having grown from 70 persons all the way up to over 600,000, just men. And then it's thought there was 2 to 2.5 million because of the women and children. But they had become enslaved, and they were in bondage, just like God had told Abraham it would be in Genesis chapter 15, verses 13 and 15. And so we read that in Exodus, God sent Moses. He chose Moses to go down and lead this people out of their bondage. And he very much did that, and they had to wander in the wilderness for about 40 years due to their disobedience. He also, though, gave them a law. He gave them this law, these rules and statutes and regulations and things that would show that they were a chosen people set apart. And as I mentioned, that was God had a very specific purpose. Even though we are not under the law now, there was a very specific purpose for it then. And what a blessing for us to be able to look back and see, you know, how God worked that out, and how we can't be good enough by following rules. It's all by grace. It's all by grace that we have been saved. It's all through faith that we can be right with God. And I'm just so thankful for that. But Leviticus talks about those rules and statutes and regulations. Numbers talks more about their time wandering in the wilderness. Deuteronomy, which is the book we're in today, is this series of farewell addresses that Moses gave as the people of Israel were getting ready to cross into that promised land. It would have only taken them maybe less than 2 weeks if they would have done what they were supposed to from the time they left Egypt to where that promised land was. But they grumbled and they became disobedient. And when they sent spies into the land, 12 spies, I believe only 2 came back, Joshua and Caleb, and said, yes, this is this wonderful land flowing with milk and honey and all the things that are there, just as God said, we can do this. We're ready to go in. But 10 of those said, oh no, the people are too big, the cities are too fortified, we can't do it. And their punishment, because they didn't believe God, because they didn't trust him, was they would have to wander in the wilderness 1 year for every day that those spies were away in that promised land. And the other thing was, is that everyone who was 20 and above would die in the wilderness, except for Joshua and Caleb, and who believed God and who tried to get them to do the right thing. And so that's why they wandered for 40 years. Well, Deuteronomy is this series of farewell addresses that Moses is giving to those who are left. So those who would have been born during those 40 years in the wilderness, and those who would have been 20 years, or who would have been under 20 when they came out of the promised land. And so Moses starts out, and it's just like he's given these things that they need to know before they cross over. Moses had been told, because he got upset and had an episode of disobedience, that he would not be able to go into the promised land, but Joshua would be the one to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. Moses was going to be able to look and see it, but that was his consequence for being disobedient. And so he's wanting to make sure that they know, Because not all of those who he would have been talking to there would have seen the Red Sea parted. Not all of those would have seen the plagues and how the children of Israel were protected. Some of them would have been too little to see the water come from the rock while they were in the wilderness. They all would have seen, though, the manna, the daily manna. They all would have seen the cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, and they would have seen many of the other things that happened. But he is recounting all these things to make sure that they're following the law, that they're being obedient to God and the law that he's given, the commands that he's given. And he tells them in Deuteronomy 20, chapters 28 through 30, you know, if you obey God, he will take care of you. But if you disobey, if you do what he tells you not to, then there's going to be trouble. You'll be cursed. And very much here in our chapter today, he's reminding them of that, but he's also given a bit of a prophetic word that God has given him about what is going to happen with them when they cross over. And we see that. I love that we see that, because in the law, we see what Moses told them, and then we see the fulfillment of that in the books of history, in the books of prophecy, and all the things that come through. And I just love that part. But I want you to hear this part leading up to our verse for the day, where Moses is recounting things, and then he says, and when you do this that you're getting ready to do, this is what's going to happen. But one thing that I didn't mention is that we are fairly certain, based on some confirmatory scriptures throughout scripture, that Moses was the one that wrote these five books of the law, except for the last chapter or two of Deuteronomy after he died, because it records the death of Moses there. But he wrote the majority. We read that God told him to write these things down, but even more importantly, as a certificate of authenticity, I would say, is over in, I believe it's the Gospel of John, when Jesus is going toe-to-toe with those Pharisees, and they're challenging him about who he says he is. And he says, if you believed Moses, they say, we believe Moses. And he said, if you believe Moses, you would believe me, because he wrote of me. And so that tells us right there that Jesus is confirming that Moses wrote these things. And what he was likely referring to was, I believe it's in Deuteronomy 18, in verse 18, where Moses had said, I will raise up a prophet from among their brothers like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it will be that whoever will not listen to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. And so that was talking about Jesus coming. And so he had let those Pharisees know that. But anyway, back to our verse for the day and the verses leading up to our verse for the day. Let me back up here. Let's see. Actually, I'm going to start in chapter 4, verse 1 of Deuteronomy, because I just love the way that Moses just methodically lays this out. Listen to this. So now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in and take possession of the land which Yahweh, the God of your fathers, is giving you. And remember, I'm using the Legacy Standard Bible, and where the original Hebrew text put Yahweh, that's what these translators did. And that reminds us of that covenant-keeping God. That was the covenant name that he gave Moses to tell the people. And so it says here in verse 2, you shall not add to the word which I am commanding you, nor take away from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh your God, which I am commanding you. Your eyes have seen what Yahweh has done in the case of Baal Peor, for all the men who walked after Baal Peor. Yahweh your God has destroyed them from among you. But you who clung to Yahweh your God are alive today, every one of you. See, I have taught you statutes and judgments just as Yahweh my God commanded me that you should do thus in the land where you are entering to possess it. You shall keep and do them, for that is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to it as is Yahweh our God whenever we call on him? Or what great nation is there that has statutes and judgments as righteous as this whole law which I am setting before you today? Only keep yourself and keep your soul very carefully, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But make them known to your sons and to your grandsons. Remember the day you stood before Yahweh your God at Horeb, when Yahweh said to me, assemble the people to me that I may cause them to hear my words, so they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. And you came near and stood at the foot of the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire to the very heart of the heavens, darkness, cloud, and dense gloom. Then Yahweh spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice. So he declared to you his covenant, which he commanded you to do, that is, the Ten Commandments, and he wrote them on two tablets of stone. And Yahweh commanded me at that time to teach you statutes and judgments, that you might do them in the land where you are going over to possess it. So keep yourselves very carefully, since you did not see any form on the day Yahweh spoke to you at Horeb from the midst of the fire, lest you act corruptly and make a graven image for yourselves in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any animal that is on the earth, the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the sky, the likeness of anything that creeps on the ground, the likeness of any fish that is in the water below the earth. Unless you lift up your eyes to heaven and see the sun and the moon and the stars, all the host of heaven, and be drawn away and worship them and serve them, those which Yahweh your God is apportioned for all the peoples under the whole heaven. But Yahweh has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace from Egypt to be a people for his own inheritance as today. Now Yahweh was angry with me on your account and swore that I would not cross the Jordan and that I would not enter the good land which Yahweh your God is giving you as an inheritance. For I will die in this land. I shall not cross the Jordan, but you shall cross and take possession of this good land. So keep yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of Yahweh your God, which he cut with you, and make for yourselves a graven image in the form of anything against which Yahweh your God has commanded you. For Yahweh your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. When you become the father of children and children's children and remain long in the land and act corruptly and make a graven image in the form of anything and do what is evil in the sight of Yahweh your God so as to provoke him to anger, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that you will surely perish quickly from the land where you are going over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days on it, but will be utterly destroyed. And Yahweh will scatter you among the peoples, and you will remain few in number among the nations where Yahweh drives you. And there you will serve gods, the work of man's hands, wood and stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. And then here's our verse. But from there you will seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him, for you will search for him with all your heart and all your soul. I love that. Moses is telling them, remember what God's done. And when you have children, and you have your children's children, please make sure that you follow the laws, that you don't go after idols, that you are doing what God has told you. But then he says, but you're going to do that. And when you do, you're going to be punished, just like God has said that you will be punished. And he even tells them, and there you will serve gods, the work of man's hands. This is what happened when they became disobedient. They were taken captive. They were taken into captivity. The Assyrians, of course, came in. God used them to conquer the northern kingdom of Israel. He used Babylon to come in and carry off into exile that remnant of that southern kingdom of Judah. And so that's exactly what happened to them. They were driven out, scattered, carried off. And I think about Daniel and the Hebrew children, you know, Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, where Nebuchadnezzar and the rulers wanted them to bow down to their gods. And of course, with Daniel, they wanted him not to pray, and he got thrown in the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got thrown into the fiery furnace because there were those false gods in those places where they were driven out. Now, thankfully, those men did not bow down, but many of the people did. But what I love here is this prophetic word, but there you will seek. So when you get to the lowest of lows, there you will seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him, for you will search for him with all your heart and all your soul. And I love this that comes after. When you are in distress and all these things have come upon you in the last days, you will return to Yahweh your God and listen to his voice. For Yahweh your God is a compassionate God. He will not fail you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers which he has swore to them. You know, that's often the way and the reason that God used that punishment when they had become so disobedient and had done exactly what God told them not to do. You know, they did suffer. They did have to go into exile. They were oppressed, but that was discipline, because the Lord disciplines those that he loves, and they would turn back to him, and God heard. And that's like what we see in our verse. From there, you know, from that low point of where you've turned away from God, when you're at your lowest of your lows, you will seek me. You will seek Yahweh your God, and you will find him, for you will search for him with all your heart and with all your soul. That's exactly what happens when we get to the lowest of the low, when we realize that we've sinned against a holy God, that we are sinners, that we've turned and gone our own way, and we turn back to him. He's faithful. He is so faithful. He was faithful then. He is a compassionate, loving, gracious God. But we must come with that contrite heart. We must come with that heart that says, yes, I'm not doing this because I'm sorry I got caught. I'm doing this because it's a godly sorrow. I am so sorry that I've offended and sinned against you, a holy God. And we read in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And before there was Jesus, though, that's how it was here. If people would return to him, we see that all the way through. That's why he kept sending the prophets, to try to get them to turn back, to encourage them to see the error of their ways and to return to him and to ask for forgiveness. And that new covenant that he gave was going to be a covenant where he would forgive their iniquities and remember their sins no more. And I'm just so thankful for that. But that's the character of our God. If we come back with a truly repentant heart, he's faithful, friends. He keeps his covenant. But if we remain rebellious and we reject especially on this side of the cross, the gift of grace that's been given, and we reject that salvation, we won't get it. And so we don't keep sinning because we know he'll forgive, but we turn from that. We turn away from that, and we can do that with God's help, and we can deny ourselves, pick up our cross daily and follow him, and we can continue to walk in the truth and walk in the way that he would have us to walk because of the Holy Spirit he gives us on this side of the cross. But before then, I'm thankful that Moses told them, you know, this example, if you will return to God, you know, there will be a time that you will return back to him and you will seek him with all of your heart and all your soul, and you will find him. What a blessing, friends. That's the character of our God. It has not changed from the beginning. It has not changed now. We just need to seek him while he may be found. Blessings to you, friends. Until next time.